Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Pentagon will make changes on how military personnel access classified information following a massive leak of top-secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded the Defense Department should improve its security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its secrets safe. The review comes after a junior Air National Guardsman allegedly leaked hundreds of top-secret documents online. The Department of Justice is going to appeal a court's decision to limit the Biden administration's talks with social media companies that led to a possible freedom of speech violation by the Biden administration. States have sued the administration, alleging it colluded with social media sites to censor misinformation about COVID-19, elections, and many more topics. Yesterday, the Department of Justice filed a notice of appeal to overturn the decision. The suspect in a Philadelphia mass shooting this week is believed to be mentally ill. That's according to law enforcement officials who say the man was exhibiting abnormal behavior for quite a while. On Monday, the suspected gunman opened fire on people across several blocks of Philadelphia while wearing a ballistic vest. He killed 5 people and injured several others. Police say his behavior became more agitated in the days leading up to the attack, and he even wore a ballistic vest in front of his roommates. He was arraigned yesterday morning on several charges, including 5 counts of first-degree murder. Millennials are apparently the worst offenders when it comes to lying on social media and in the workplace. A new survey from online casino PlayStar looked at more than 1,300 people to ask them how much they lie. More than 1 in 10 millennials say they lie at least once a day. On the other hand, only 2% of baby boomers admitted the same. Today is officially International Kissing Day. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign says it raised $35 million in the second quarter.
That's about double the amount Trump pulled in during the first quarter of the year. The increase in fundraising came as Trump faced criminal indictments. The Trump campaign's fundraising efforts have leaned heavily into those, requesting supporters help pay Trump's legal defense to help peacefully defend the movement from the never-ending witch hunt. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Threads social media is now live.
Threads, Meta's competitor to Twitter, is now live. The text-based social networking app allows Instagram users to post short updates, links, pictures, and videos. The app is available in over 100 countries, but not the European Union, over concerns about local data privacy regulations. Mark Mayfield.
The U.S. Air Force is reporting that 3 Russian jets provoked U.S. drones during a mission against ISIS over Syria. In a statement last night, the Air Force said Russian jets took part in unsafe and unprofessional behavior with 3 U.S. drones Wednesday morning, forcing them into evasive maneuvers. It is unknown what kind of mission was taking place against ISIS targets. The California Task Force on Reparations wants the state to get rid of interest on late child support for black residents. The state's reparations task force said discriminatory laws have torn black families apart as they are disproportionately affected by child support debt. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and we're grateful that you're joining in and you're part of the team here. I know we're going to win in the long run because that's what happens. You know, good always wins out over evil. And this is what we're dealing with, you know, the truth versus lies. And thank God. Thank God that, you know, the truth is coming out, especially when it came to this recent judgment, you know, against the Biden administration for their social media censorship case and interference. Clayton Fuller is with us right now. Always good to have him here and his insight. Just a little bit of so that you understand that Clayton knows what he's talking about. He's an attorney. He's also worked as a White House fellow from 2018-2019 advising senior Trump administration officials. Clayton, good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, great to have you. I want to talk about these aggressive prosecutors and the column that you wrote for Fox News here. But before we do, I did want to get your read on, I see it as a great victory for all of us who believe in the Constitution and our First Amendment right, what this judge delivered. Some are calling it a major blow to the Biden administration.
Yeah, and I think the hits keep on coming from the Biden administration. When we start looking at what's happening across the Supreme Court decisions that we've seen recently and mm-hmm. these decisions here, and I think it's this is kind of what I'm talking about in my op-ed, because this is on the back end of a concerted conservative movement to ensure mm-hmm. that we have the right judges in place that can hold us to the rule of law, because we know that the Biden administration and the left will not be held to those standards. And we need judges in place. And that was a concerted effort dating back to when the Federalist Society started. So
exactly.
It's great to see these decisions, and we need to hold the Biden administration accountable.
Well, Clayton, where you're based in Georgia there, what is the sentiment? Are the people starting to realize, and you know, because I sense an awakening, not only in Georgia, certainly even here in Florida, around the country, where people are going, wait a minute, you know, this stuff that's going on, this progressive thought and activity has not helped America at all. I mean, this has been an experiment that we've been on, you know, for several decades. And the evidence is quite clear, and it's painful. And you don't have anybody else to blame but these progressives that have promoted this stuff, that after all the billions of dollars and what they've done to our economy, and that at the end of the day, you're going, hey, this is no bueno. We're not getting this.
You're exactly right. And I'm the sitting district attorney in Northwest Georgia, and trying to offer a counterexample to what we're seeing across the country. And you're right. You're seeing a reckoning from these decisions downstream after the George Floyd riots. George mm-hmm. Soros has spent $35 million across the country on prosecuting races. And what you're seeing are so many, not just conservative places like where I live in Northwest Georgia, But you're seeing leftist enclaves waking up, for example, in San Francisco, where they recalled Chesa Boudin, one of these radical prosecutors who George Soros paid to put in office. You've also seen Kim Gardner in St. Louis, who has decided not to run, also a Soros prosecutor. And I think you see with the Trump indictments that we're seeing from Alvin Bragg and probably from Bonnie Willis in Fulton County here in Georgia, people are waking up that they're just politically motivated and they're not upholding the law. And that's really what I'm trying to do in Northwest Georgia, is show a counterexample to what a prosecutor should be and how closely tied to the community prosecutors should be in these positions.
Well, as you point out, what George Soros et al. Have done is they've really turned justice up on its head, to where, you know, the criminal, is put at a higher level than the victim suddenly. I mean, you have to have more concern for the criminal, according to George Soros, which really is, it's just incongruous when you look at the history of criminality and what works. You know, we're going to throw that out, and based on some sort of theory or, you know, some sort of, ism that's been out there that somehow, you know, wants to divide the people and create more problems. Because, as you said, you know, after, what happened with the riots and all that have gone on, you had all these people coming in and exacerbating the problem, not trying to unite or bring us together, but only agitate it to such a degree that, the likes of Black Lives Matter and George Soros prosecutors and everything were given standing, and way too much standing, because now, after they've been there, are we better off or worse off?
No, I think you're exactly right. The facts speak for themselves. If you look at where these Soros prosecutors are, let's take Los Angeles, for example, there you've got, from 2019, you've got murders increasing from 258 in 2019 to 382 last year, and that's George Gascon, a Soros prosecutor. You look at Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, he's got violent crime surging in his city, just had a mass shooting in his city just this past week, and blamed it on lapel pins being worn by Republican legislators instead of his own policies within Philadelphia. And it's frightening to see. In San Francisco, you can't even go into a Walgreens and pick something off a shelf. You have to get someone with a lock and key to open up a glass counter just to get basic things. And that's why over 17 Walgreens in San Francisco have closed. These have real impacts on people in these communities, and they're waking up to it, and the facts speak for themselves.
Well, Walgreens announced last week they're closing hundreds, and maybe even a couple of thousand stores altogether, because of, it's just not profitable, like you said. And who loses are the communities. You know, these young kids that look for jobs, that would have a job at Walgreens, those jobs are gone. And they're not going to come back, because once these major retailers leave like this, there's no other retailer that's going to go in and take their investors' money and put it on the line, especially when the criminality rate is, continues to rise, and they don't seem to be concerned about it whatsoever. I mean, this is just amazing to me. And the people in the community have to wake up and really take a stand against this, because, they will tell you, and it's interesting, because I'm here in Clayton, they will say, what do you mean defund police? They're the ones that need the police the most, but yet their voices are stifled by the mainstream media and these leftists that are just doing an incredible amount of damage to these local communities, are they not?
They absolutely are, and it's so tough to see, because these are... being in the position where I am, you have an oath, and you have to follow that oath. And I'm seeing prosecutors across the country who are running elections and getting donations from a George Soros, saying that they're not going to uphold the law. And when they say that they're trying to help minority communities, they're actually harming those communities. But I think the biggest lesson that we could take is from Giuliani's Manhattan in the 90s.
Exactly.
Broken windows theory, lessons that we learned very early on, and they're just ignoring the lessons of history.
Well, this is the thing that amazes me exactly to that point. They ignore the lessons of history based on this theory, and you would think that, we've been doing this long enough, it's not working. You know? Hello?
No.
Let's figure this out. We're smarter than this. Clayton Fuller is with us. He continues right after the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Clayton Fuller continues with us, talking about the impact that George Soros has had on local communities. What it has done in protecting the criminal and doing and causing more injury to the victim. It is astounding. I mean, you know, as he mentioned, you've got retail stores, you know, Walmart, other pharmaceutical stores, you know, they're locking things up. You know, when I was looking at a picture yesterday, Clayton, in New York, they're locking up ice cream. You can't go, you can't even go to the freezer and get, you know, a single serve ice cream deal. You got to have somebody come and get a key. This is how bad it's gotten. It's crazy.
And Yeah. So you're essentially locking up summer, and meanwhile, Alvin Bragg has decided to spend his time and resources going after the Republican presidential front runner on and pardon the pun, but trumped up charges that that no prosecutor should have brought, instead of ensuring that his community is safe, following his oath. And you know, the thing there, it doesn't surprise me that they have to lock up ice cream in Manhattan, because you've seen. During Bragg's time there, you've seen a 25% increase in felonies, and then he reduces those felonies at a 52% rate to misdemeanors.
Right.
And so, yeah, so you're at a point where businesses and individuals are going to have to take matters into their own hands, which is what you saw with Daniel Penny on the subway there.
And exactly.
That's also it frustrates me to no end, because, Bill, I know you know this as well as I do. Veterans are a minority in this country. They represent 6.4% of this country. And Daniel Penny was doing essentially what everyone on that subway probably wanted someone to do. And it was defense of others, defense of himself. And now he's being charged by an individual who has people locking up ice cream in their community.
Exactly. And one who has tormented the community to no end. It's the same thing with Michael Brown. You know, we went through that, you know, and out of the Michael Brown experience, we get hands up, don't shoot, this narrative that's brought to you by, you know, the leftists and those of the George Soros crowd. But as you and I were talking about, Clayton, this stuff is so obvious. I mean, I just cannot believe that the local communities would be, you know, this ignorant. To think that a George Soros, you know, backed team is doing any good for their community. Like you said, you just look at the empirical evidence. You know, you just go, and all the George Soros, you know, prosecutors, you know, crime is up. I mean, it's consistent. They have a consistent pattern that's taking place. And as you wrote in your article, you know, when you ignore crime, you get more of it. And this is astounding that this is being, you know, mollified in such a way, and it's promoting more of the thing that you don't want, that any local community would want. It's just commonsensical. Like you said, you go back to the Giuliani days and the broken windows idea. I mean, why are we reinventing the wheel when it worked so effectively then?
You're exactly right. And I think you're hitting on a major issue that goes through our elections, on through our criminal justice system. When people know the facts, when people are allowed to see the facts, whether it's social media, you know, not boosting stories that people should see. But I think when the electorate has the information and have the facts, they have an understanding of what's going on. And I think when it comes to criminal justice, people on the ground have an understanding of what's going on in their community. They're seeing
really quick. Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
It's not politically complicated. But when you have people that come in that have a worldview, Clayton, that you know, the criminal somehow has become the victim, you know, poor them, then you know, everything's turned up on, you know, on its head, and everything's inverted. And this is what's nuts. This is why, you know, part of the skeptic in me says, with all the money that Soros is putting into, you know, these elections, how much is going in to juice the system and compromise and suppress the vote?
I think you're exactly right. And that's part of what this money is going to, and part of this plan. And that's why George Soros has spent so much money on this project, and it's been successful to some degree. But when you start to see the popularity of defund police and those types of movements, they're coming out of the pandemic coming out of the George Floyd riots.
Floyd, right.
You're starting to see those ideas become extremely unpopular because people see the downstream impacts of it. And that's why it's nice to see a Jason Boudin recalled in San Francisco. That's just why I appreciate your show and the message that you're getting out there is people just need to hear the facts. And when I talk to audiences, I think people are surprised to see just the amount of money that's being spent on this project to undermine this country and its ideals.
Exactly.
And to say that the people in so many communities across the country have zero agency because racism is systemic or whatever the case may be. And that's why it's so great to have this conversation after July 4th, because one of the things that I argue in my article is that we need a mentality where it's a 1776, 1789 mentality.
Exactly.
Not a 1619
right.
mentality. And that's what George Soros is paying for.
You see, and I think, Clayton, for the most part, that is there. It's just being squashed. It's being suppressed, like our votes, our worldview is being suppressed, because the mainstream media, the social media oligarchs, I mean, you know, the rendering of and support of our First Amendment right, what the judge pointed out, goes a lot deeper than, you know, just the FBI going in and talking about suppressing Hunter Biden's laptop. No, there is a worldview and a consistent thought within the Biden administration, the Democratic Party specifically. See, Republicans, you know, we're nice people. We just want to go work hard, provide for our families, give our kids a good chance and a good opportunity to appreciate the benefits of this great American idea. We're not into all the shenanigans and the game playing that the left is and the Democrats are, because for them it's all about power and control. Republicans are not that interested in power and control. They, you know, they are in as much as that if that's what it takes in order to serve the common good, okay. But they're not insatiable about it and lustful after it like the Democrats. And the Democrats, and I mean, I hate to put it in those partisan terms, but that seems to be the case. Because when you have that kind of partisanship and that kind of, you know, perspective about power and control, it's not about serving the people anymore. It's about self-serving, isn't it?
You're exactly right. And the thing that I'd say to people on the right who just want to go to work, who want low taxes, who don't want to necessarily be part of the political process because it makes them uncomfortable, it's time for us on the right to wake up. This is a concerted effort to undermine the founding ideals of our country, and we're behind the eight ball, and we have to get to work. And that's why I'm trying to write articles like this and speak to Bill about these issues.
Exactly.
We have to know the time, and we have to wake up, and we have to get out there and fight, because we may be at a point where we can't turn back the clock on where our country needs to go. And the founding principles that we used to think were a uniting and orienting principles for our basic understanding of the country. I mean, we've got articles being written on whether people should even celebrate July 4th, and that's where we are in this country. And if you appreciate it and if you love it, we have to wake up and we have to fight.
Without a doubt. I mean, the legacy that we have here in America, what our forefathers are, you know, even recently, you know, our fathers and grandfathers, you know, even closer yet, what they have done and the country that turned over. This is what concerns me, is what are we going to turn over, Clayton, to the next generation? You know, what kind of America here? And this is why, you know, I keep reminding people, you know, the three most powerful words in our Constitution, we the people. It commands us to be activated. You cannot kick back. You kick back and disengage, and you get the America we got today. The America that was coming after your kids, that wants to groom your kids and hyper-sexualize your children for God only knows what. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. And this isn't the America that I went to, you know, served in the military to defend. And I know a lot of the military feel the same way. Clayton Fuller, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Take care.
Cybercrime, like ransomware attacks against schools, are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon-Saintil, IBM Chief Impact Officer,
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. The Pentagon will make changes on how military personnel access classified information following a massive leak of top-secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded the Defense Department should improve its security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its secrets safe. The review comes after a junior Air National Guardsman allegedly leaked hundreds of top-secret documents online. The Department of Justice is going to appeal a court's decision to limit the Biden administration's talks with social media companies that led to a possible freedom of speech violation by the Biden administration. States have sued the administration, alleging it colluded with social media sites to censor misinformation about COVID-19, elections, and many more topics. Yesterday, the Department of Justice filed a notice of appeal to overturn the decision. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also good to have DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the one and only Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, I'm very optimistic on the heels of our July 4th celebration, even though there were some indications that a lot less people than I would imagine are patriotic about the country. It's a slight little uptick from 53% to 55%, a low number considering, you know, the greatness and the exceptionalism of this country. Where else can you live with such freedoms and opportunities? It amazes me how these young kids have been told differently, and they're willing to, you know, throw away, 247 years of history. And I just think, you know, benefit. It astounds me.
Yeah, and it should. Although I guess two things. One is, a lot of kids have been taught with this new kind of attitude of the left, not just, hey, we're about helping out poor people and let's bring people up from poverty, et cetera, which is what their old focus used to be. And now it's tear down the country. 1776 isn't the key date. It's 1619, which is the date when the first slaves arrived in this country. And this country is basically just a giant plantation with, we've gone from full-blown slavery to, I guess, sort of slavery light is the way they see it. And right. So on. And you get that stuff from kindergarten onward, and, you know, you're not going to love the country very much. That's part of it. The other is, I think, we take so many things for granted in this country. The idea that you can walk out the door, call the President of the States any name you want, and be left in peace for the most part. Less so lately, but for the most part, that's still true. You can start a business and thrive. You can decide what profession to choose. You're probably going to eat well and maybe too much food, and not worry too much about any bone-grinding poverty, wiping your life out early. With a few exceptions, people run into problems. But for the most part, we're an incredibly free, prosperous, and forward-looking people, and people sort of assume every country's like that. Not every country's like that. A lot of countries are not like that at all. A lot of countries are quite different. And I guess for whatever reason, people, maybe because we don't have the Cold War, we're not looking overseas quite as much as we did back, a generation ago. Maybe people assume everyone around the world lives the way we do, so why are we so special? Well, not everyone around the world lives as well as we do, or as freely, or as prosperously as we do, and we should stop taking that for granted and instead be a lot more appreciative of it.
Exactly. Well, sadly, and we know this through experience, DeRoy, we don't know what we have until we lose it.
Well, that's
and,
right.
And this is why, you know, many of us are yelling from the rooftops that this is slipping through our fingers, and that we need to return to these first principles. And July the 4th, in this time and period of sentiment, is a golden opportunity for us to make up some ground, you know, for what's not being taught in the halls of academia today. But still, it's up to us. I mean, as parents, as fellow citizens, to, you know, have those moments and talk to these young people and remind them of, you know, I mean, if nothing else, just our own stories. You know, you don't have to be a perfect historian and have all your dates right, and you can, you know, from the top of your head talk about what two presidents died at the same day 50 years after, you know, after July 4th. And, you know, we need to get in all the details, but you can just talk about your own personal story about how America has blessed you. What has it meant for you and your family and those in your immediate circle, what freedom has meant for you?
Yeah, that would be a very good start. You know, if we just talk about our own stories, that would be a big help, because we're really doing a terrible job of teaching U.S. history, teaching basic civics. Most Americans, I wouldn't say most, no one has got quite that big a limb, but certainly a big, big number of Americans in the millions don't have any idea how a bill is passed or what the president's appropriate powers are and what inappropriate powers are. I think part of the reason government has gotten so big, and you've got so many presidents in particular kind of, you know, ruling by decree and doing things like Joe Biden did with this, you know, student loan bailout, which he just sort of pulled out of a hat. He didn't bother to get Congress to vote on it. Is people figure, hey, you know, he's the president, he can do what he wants. Well, no, he can't just do whatever he wants. He's supposed to work with the Congress and make sure that they're he can't do anything really until they give him the power to do it. And we do things very much backward here, and part of the reason that a lot of folks get away with it is they don't know any better.
And exactly.
We used to have, when you and I were growing up, we had, you know, Schoolhouse Rock on television on ABC every morning. I don't think they show that anymore. So
no.
At least when we were growing up, we had cartoons to teach us. Now I don't think they've even got that. And then in the classroom, they're worrying about, you know, doing gender and pronouns and all that other stuff rather than trying to educate people on how a bill gets through Congress and what the president is or isn't allowed to do and what the role of the courts is and what your basic civil rights and civil liberties are. You know, we don't really focus on that stuff while we're just worrying about, you know, which bathroom everyone should use and whether the girls in the swimming pool are, you know, have penises or not. All these other urgent social priorities we've adopted over the last few years.
Well, exactly. You know, when you talk about the millions of people who are so ignorant, what's really disconcerting is when you have elected officials like Ocasio-Cortez and the statements that she made. You're elected. You're in office. You don't know the Constitution. You know, and I would dare say that we have naturalized citizens recently naturalized that probably know more about the Constitution and more about our government than probably most of the elected officials in office today. I mean, I'd say, hey, let's do a test. Let's get a dozen naturalized citizens against a dozen congressmen and congresswomen. We'll line them up and we'll just ask questions, see who wins.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. You know, when you take the citizenship test, I think it's 120 questions or something like this, and you kind of understand your very clear or demonstrate a clear understanding of American civics. And you've got people, like you say, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez here in New York City, responding to the Supreme Court's decisions last week. And she said, oh, it's an abuse of power, and they've gotten areas they're not supposed to be involved in, and maybe they ought to be impeached, and on and on. You can disagree with their position and say that they got it wrong and they should take another look at a case or whatever. But for her to say that it was abuse of power for them to accept a case from into the court, listen to the arguments, and then deliberate on it, and then issue their rulings, they did that perfectly appropriately. And you could disagree with what their conclusions are, but there's nothing about the procedure that was wrong. There was no abuse of power there. But she's, you know, so light between the ears that I guess she doesn't know the difference between something she dislikes and then something that's actually indeed inappropriate.
Well, the decisions are based on the Constitution. What a novel concept, right?
Yeah, what a concept. Isn't that?
I just like, whoa, I mean, so it was really quite telling when you, you know, saw the, you know, whether it's the president, Ocasio-Cortez, Schumer, the Democrats, how they pigpiled on this deal. Go, wait a minute, do you guys realize what you're doing? I mean, you're telling the American people you have no idea what the Constitution says. This is dangerous. And you're a leader?
And you've got Joe Biden, who was asked by a journalist in the White House in response, I think it was, to the affirmative action racial preference question with college admissions, is this a rogue court? He said, well, this is not a normal court.
Yeah.
So great, let's tear down the institution of the Supreme Court. Let's reduce the legitimacy of the judicial branch. Let's raise questions about whether these people even should be in office. You know, that's not good. It's not good to take the what little faith people have in any part of our government still works and tear it down even further. You know, that's I remember the left used to say, oh, Donald Trump is destroying our norms in our society, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, it is not normal for the President of the United States to attack the Supreme Court's legitimacy. You may disagree with their positions and wish they'd look at things differently, but to make this comment about them not being a normal court. I mean, I don't remember Justices Kavanaugh and
Gorsuch
breaking in into the Supreme Court at night and, you know, sneaking in these opinions and putting papers that didn't belong there. No, they were nominated by Donald J. Trump, as was Amy Coney Barrett, and the Senate conferred and decided to confirm them, and there they are. They're completely legitimately in position. There's nothing abnormal about that. And yet, it's kind of nonsense to get out of the mouth of President Biden.
Well, to me, you know, you talk about separation of powers. I don't recall anybody from the court claiming that the president was either illegitimate or he was mentally lacking. I mean, they've been very respectful of, you know, their lanes that they operate in. But yet, Democrats, and particularly Joe Biden, is just, you know, grossly reckless with his rhetoric and things that he puts out there. Got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. After all is said and done, DeRoy, as I said, the latest SCOTUS decisions points us back to first principles, all based on our U.S. Constitution. This is an encouragement to those of us who believe in the rule of law, that believe in the Constitution, and I'm excited. I think this is a grand opportunity for us to, do what over 60% of the country want us to do, and that's to get this country back on track.
Yes, I agree with you. The Supreme Court made some decisions with which I disagree on immigration and some other things, but certainly the effort to rein in Joe Biden on this student loan bailout, not because it's a good idea or a bad idea, but because he decided, pass an executive order.
Well, he did it to buy votes, DeRoy. It wasn't. That's what this all was all about. He wanted to buy votes. He used our money to go out there, and now he's created a problem because these kids that were expecting to, have their tuition reduced, it's not going to happen. And Joe Biden, the gutless character that he is, doesn't want to fall on his own sword for it. He wants to blame the Republicans for it.
Yeah, it's Republicans' fault because he issued this diktat, this fiat, and
yeah,
it didn't go through, and now it's not his fault. It's the Republicans' fault. Look, if you like this, whether you hate this idea or love this idea of this student loan bailout, I really think if you borrow money, you should pay it back. That's a basic principle. But if you disagree with that, then go to Congress and convince them this is a great idea. One thing you might potentially say to Congress, all right, look, I'll make you a deal. You go along with my student loan bailout, and I will sign something that extends the Trump tax cuts to either make them permanent or stretch them out for another 5 or 10 years. Maybe you get enough Republicans to agree to that, so you get to get it passed legitimately. You send it to the president. He puts it, signs it on the desk of the resolute desk in the Oval Office, and that's perfectly legitimate. It may be a terrible idea, but at least it's legitimately passed.
Exactly.
What he did is take a bad idea and just say, all right, let's just do this by executive order, relying on something called the HEROES Act, which had to do with being able to waive the student loans for soldiers who were fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan. If you get out of school 2 years ago, after the Taliban, got kicked out in Afghanistan before they came back in, unfortunately, that has nothing to do with the HEROES Act. I mean, to use that as the basis for this other massive excusing people from their student loan obligations is ridiculous. And so this whole thing was implemented illegitimately, which is what the Supreme Court said. They didn't necessarily say it was a good or a bad idea. If you want to pass a bad idea, get Congress to go along with it too, and then they're responsible for it, and they either can get reelected for it or get booted out because it's a terrible idea. That's how you legitimately put things in law, not just sit there and say, oh, okay, here's what we want to do because I think it's a cool idea. And not a small idea, but $400 billion, I think, is what the price tag on this was, which is enormous.
Who's in the room with the president when he has these goofy ideas? I mean, is there anybody there to say, hello, Joe, you know, come on, buddy, let's be real. I mean, is there anybody?
Come on and say, Mr. President, that's the best idea we've heard yet. Let's implement that.
Yeah. I mean, is it Karim Jean-Pierre, you know, the heroic figure? Well, no, she's the historic figure.
Historic,
you know,
he's yep.
just there going, hey, yep, that's another heroic and historic idea.
Boss. Let's do that. Yeah, exactly. Just, yeah, no, we're looking for adult supervision somewhere. We're not getting it from the 80-year-old president. You know, he's not behaving like the adult, even though he's a grandpa of age 80.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, here they are. They're here as talk. They're coming after us right now. Maybe it's Bolasso. You know, I heard the mayor and his wife have decided to break up so that they can date, but they're still going to live together. I mean, what's going on in New York?
I mean, is this de Blasio?
Yeah, de Blasio. Yeah, there was this story.
He's breaking up with his wife, but they're going to live together?
And so that they can date other people.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
I think that orange stuff that kind of flew over.
Yeah.
It might have got mixed in with the soup or something. I don't know.
Maybe it did.
Just some sidebar silliness.
I don't think anybody here, left, middle, or right, Mrs. Bill de Blasio, we're very happy to have him out of. He managed to alienate everybody, far left, middle, far right, everybody in between. Everybody hated that guy by the time he left.
Who's left for him to date? He's so well hated. It's like, okay.
He's got to go to another city. You know,
he goes
up to Boston and hang out with those people or something like this.
All right, yeah, even Jersey has set up a geofencing. They won't allow him to come across the zip code. All right, about 6 minutes left. Time to get serious. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to you know, throw that. I just couldn't help myself. You know, when I saw that, I was going, "You got to be kidding me." Okay, well, you know, this is how bizarre this stuff is. But, hey, it's today's America. You just can't take it too seriously, because if you do, then your head will explode. But, let's talk about a judge who really got serious about, you know, the Biden administration and their intrusion in social media censorship case. Let's chalk up another one for the good guys here, huh?
Absolutely. This decision, oddly enough, came out on July 4th when you think things would be quiet. But given that it goes directly to the first principles, as you were saying, Judge Terry Doughty, I think is how you say it, Monroe, Louisiana, issued a ruling which basically says the Biden administration has now stopped with an injunction and they cannot go talk to social media companies and essentially pressure them to kill stories or change what they cover, what they put out on their website, as they did largely dealing with COVID and election-related things. And all this effort on the part of the FBI, I think they had 80 different people in the FBI, not two or three or four, 80, 8-0, going around talking to Twitter, to Google, to Facebook, and the other big social media platforms and telling, well, you know, maybe don't run this story or maybe bury that one or we don't like that person. Don't let that person's Twitter messages or Facebook posts get posted. And this judge was not happy about any of this at all. He said the president, quoting him here, the present case arguably involves the most massive attack against free speech in the United States history, Judge Doughty wrote. And he continues, in their attempts to suppress alleged disinformation, the federal government, and particularly the defendants named here, are alleged to have blatantly ignored the First Amendment's right to free speech. And he also pointed out that he found it interesting and troublesome that he said almost every single case in which there was this kind of suppression of free speech, the censorship, it was against conservative speech and conservative commenters and conservative journalists and so on. You know, it's not evenly handed with liberals having their stories shut down, what have you. It's people on the right having our voices muted by the federal government in an act of blatant censorship, such that a federal judge had to come out and issue an order and tell them to back off and stop hanging out in Silicon Valley and pressuring these people to sit on our stories and, kill our social media posts.
Mm-hmm. Well, knowing the government the way it operates, are you concerned that the judge made some exceptions? I mean, you know, for reasonable people, the exceptions, make sense. But we're dealing with unreasonable people here. They're out of control. You know, he said that he would allow government officials to contact social media companies to alert them of criminal activity or threats to national security. I mean, the whole Trump fiasco and hoax and everything was all based on their illusion of a threat to national security to this day that they hold to. James Comey and them. I mean, it's like, wow, you guys need some serious therapy because of all the money that we've spent to look into this. And then, you know, we find out that early on you were aware that this, you know, this dossier was totally bogus, that it was one-sided. You went into this, you convinced yourselves that it was so, I mean, they got so addicted by this DeRoy that they even affected, you know, Republicans. They had Republicans going, God, they might be right. What if they're right, you know? Are we abandoning our constituency by allowing, you know, if Donald Trump is anywhere near this, I mean, you know, because he's coming out of nowhere, you know, he's not one of us. He doesn't have the fraternal ring. He doesn't know the fraternal handshake and all the secret words and everything like that. He's coming in from the outside. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff. Maybe we need to tamp him down, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly there, you had that certain level of response by the deep state, if you will, towards Trump, certainly in 2016 and even in 2020. Famously, the Hunter Biden story, Hunter laptop story, broke thanks to the New York Post, I believe it was about October 15th or so of 2020. And very quickly, they clamped down on that. You had the FBI gin up this business with Tony Blinken, who was working on the Biden campaign. Contact Michael Morell, the former director of the CIA, acting director, and then he got these 50 other CIA alumni, upper level people from the intelligence community, to issue this letter saying, "Oh, this looks has the classic marks of a Russian
disinformation." Yeah,
and then that completely fake invented hoax of a letter of communique comes out, and that gave Silicon Valley an excuse to say, okay, well, this is all fake, so we're going to shut down the Hunter Biden story. People didn't hear about it, and we've several polls that came out, two or three polls that came out after the election, showed that somewhere between, I think, about 9 and maybe about, I think it was about 20 or 22% of Biden supporters wouldn't have voted for him if they'd known about the Hunter Biden laptop, and Donald J. Trump would be in the Oval Office, and we would have avoided so many terrible, awful things that have happened to this country. So this wasn't just a little, you know, little cute little trick or a little prank. This is something that actually had a massive, massive impact, and I think completely changed the election and diselected or kept out Donald J. Trump. And a tremendous act of election interference on the part of the deep state and these other people. So this is deadly, deadly serious stuff, and completely inappropriate. And the Biden company looks like, oh, it's misinformation and disinformation. Look, if somebody puts something out on a Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and you disagree, then fine, put another post and say, here's why Bill Martinez is wrong. Here's why DeRoy Murdoch's mistaken. Here's why Ted Cruz is wrong. And then you debate it and let people decide.
Right.
You don't contact people in Silicon Valley and say, oh, take that down, stop it, you know, block that. We don't do that in this country. You do that in Cuba. You do that in Venezuela. You do that in China. And yet we've got the Biden White House behaving like a, you know, as if we were in Havana or Beijing or Caracas. And I'm really glad the federal judges come in and put a stop to this and hope it sticks, and that if it's appealed, that Biden and company are knocked back down, because we have a First Amendment in this country and we need to keep it alive and well, despite the frankly, use the word tyrannical behavior of people like Joe Biden and his team.
Exactly. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.